Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about some traffic improvement safety plans that are being developed for the downtown Sonora District and other topics on this weekend's Motherload Views. We're joined in studio by Darren Grossi, who is the executive director of the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, and Sonora's mayor, Connie Williams. And Mr. Grossi, next thing I want to ask you about is just that Highway 49 corridor safety improvement plan that was talked about at length during the first segment. You know, where do things go from now or go from here as we sit here in early March?
Well, we've got three active components of that project. The one that we've seen the most action on lately is the safety improvements right in downtown Sonora. We've had numerous opportunities for the public to comment on. We've had several workshops in the morning at City Hall. We've actually had some meetings with the City Council as well as separate meetings with the merchants to get input on a design concept that we think is consistent with what the would be most supported by the public, which include what we talked about, the bulb outs, the flashing crosswalks, enhanced lighting, and other amenities. The next step for us is in the next few weeks we're going to meet with Caltrans. They've been engaged all along, but now we need to meet a little more in depth with their engineers and their traffic operations folks to get their support or input on the design that we've come up with. And if they're supportive, we'll move forward. If not, we'll identify the areas that need to be changed and we'll modify the design as needed to gain their support, because their support will be needed in securing the grant. Before we move forward with the grant, we're going to bring it back to the Vision Sonora Committee, and which is chaired by Mayor Williams. And we will review with them what we've put together as well as the Caltrans input. From there, we'll take their input and move forward to the City Council. Ultimately, the City Council will decide if it's the design concept is what they'd like to move forward with in the grant phase. If they do that, we will refine the concept a little bit more, come up with cost estimates, and then ultimately submit an application for active transportation program grant funds. They recently announced a call for project that will begin in May and will have to be submitted by July. We're right on track for getting that done. So those are the next steps, and we think we've got a very competitive project.
The gas tax that was recently approved, will that fast track potentially any of these types of projects in the state?
It will. It's really pumped up the amount of funding we have available. I guess the best example of that is the Red Church project, which was funded for $722,000 by the California Transportation Commission back in August or so. It's also increased the amount of money available to us in May. So the gas tax increase will indeed result in improvements in Sonora.
And Mayor Williams, what are some of the other Vision Sonora projects that are in the process right now as well?
Well, another project that we have funding for is the transit project, which is on Washington Street between Church Street and Stockton Road, and then a little ways down Stockton Road. And this will establish an additional transit stop for the Tuolumne County transit buses. So we've got three projects right now that within the Vision Sonora plan that we either have funding for, partial funding for, or getting ready to submit an RFP for grant funding through Caltrans.
The improvements that are planned near the Red Church, can you explain a little bit more about what's going to be taking place there?
Well, as per the Vision Sonora plan, it's another safety improvement. You know, we've got a couple of places on the north end of Washington Street and the south end of Washington Street that the crosswalks are pretty lengthy, and it takes quite a bit of time for people to get across the crosswalk. So shortening up the crosswalk will help, and additionally, it will be looked at whether or not Snell Street needs to be repositioned for a safer turning onto Washington Street so that there's more visibility. But all of that will wait until the design is completed for that project. But again, safety is the most important piece of the design and making it easier for people to get across the street and be seen.
Yeah, I should probably mention on the Stockton-Washington Street Transit Project, we initially looked at Washington Street down by Yosemite Tidal as a location for a bus stop. But we've been asked to also look at locations on Stockton Street that's near the stoplight. And we'll do that. And that's going to happen through the environmental and design phases, which the city's released a RFP for, to hire an engineering firm to look at the alternatives out there. That location is important because we at the transit office not only operate our fixed route and dial ride services, but we also provide or service up to Dodge Ridge when we have snow, like we did this last weekend. We are working with the Visitors Bureau on a visitor trolley that links up Jamestown, Sonora, and Columbia on weekends. And then, of course, we've got our Yarts buses to Yosemite. All of these are kind of tourist-oriented services that we hope to serve the downtown area, particularly the lodging in that immediate area. So this is an important bus stop from an economic development standpoint. And in doing so, in locating a bus stop out there, we do or are allowed to have pedestrian improvements to so that it's safe for people to access that bus stop. And that'll allow us to do some of the things that Mayor Williams mentioned, like narrow up the crosswalks, rehab a lot of existing sidewalk that is inadequate as it is today, very narrow or broken up. It'll be a very nice enhancement in the end at the entryway to Sonora.
And additionally, on that transit project, we will look at the possibility of having a place for large tourist buses to be able to stop and offload people into the downtown area that would have time to come and shop and maybe stop for lunch or dinner. And right now we don't have a spot for that except way up by the Red Church. Okay. So another economic development project that will bring more people into the downtown area.
Yeah, that's something I've heard from tour bus companies as well, is that they love to stop in Sonora and drop people off. I've seen it happen a few times, but we just don't offer the facilities to make it easy for them.
And we're also going to look at electric charging stations. So those people that drive the electric cars,
yep, they can
that they can come to downtown Sonora and charge up while they're having lunch and shop.
That's right.
Make an electrical vehicle tourism destination.
Hopefully.
Mayor Williams, being a close-knit community like Sonora is, when you put together these traffic projects, do you get a lot of input from the community about various things?
It's very important that we get a lot of input from the public. You know, when we created the Vision Sonora plan, we had a week's worth of visioning meetings that many people of all ages participated in to give us input and into what they would like to see happen in the downtown area. And so it's very important. We will have several public during the council meetings, we'll have the public give their opinions all the way through the whole process.
Yeah, I would point out that when we did the Vision Sonora meetings, we not only had a week's worth of meetings and walking groups, but we also had some social media and a Facebook page. I think we engaged close to 500 people, which is a big number in a small community. And that created the overall vision. And as we work through delivering components of the overall vision, we continue to engage the public. And then when we get down to having the engineers and we're designing it, we need to be working with individual property owners and shop owners that are in the immediate area that are affected by the design improvements, make sure that they're engaged and to the maximum extent possible, we're designing a project that they can be not only live with but be happy with.
And with all of that input, then maybe the design initially isn't going to work. But with all the input that we receive, we might be able to make some changes to that design that will work even better. And who knows what kind of suggestions come up that we maybe haven't even thought about.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about safety improvements in the downtown Sonora area. Joined in studio this weekend by Darren Grossi, the Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, and Sonora Mayor Connie Williams. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A programming note, next weekend on Motherlode Views, we'll be talking about initiatives and goals for Tuolumne County during this year 2018. We'll be joined in studio by the new chair, John Gray, as well as the CAO, Craig Pedro. Need to take one more break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.